Hello, welcome back to the gutter. And a week's a long time in football and gutterland. A week ago, I was a starry-eyed dreamer. We'd drawn our first two games, but I believed everything was possible. One defeat at Old Trafford later, and suddenly the world has collapsed. Suddenly it's FSG out, Liverpool need to buy new footballers all over the show. And that's just my opinion. No, not really, FSG, if you're listening, I love you guys. I'll get heat. Joining me to discuss whether we should be in or out or shaking it all about are Harriet Pryor, John Gibbons and Adam Smith. In the interim, in between Liverpool dropping points here, there and everywhere, Jurgen Klopp actually piped up quietly in an interview and sort of said, I quite like a new midfielder. I think he used the words, it would be really cool if we had a new midfielder. That's my Jurgen impression.
I thought he was in the room there.
Yeah, I know you did.
It's creepy.
Really cool. John, I was lucky, privileged enough to listen to you and Gorsty talk about the interview that Jurgen gave with the patch. And I want to start with this because I know you did discuss it with Paul, but I want to discuss it with you. I thought he did sound the edge of Tetchy for the first time about maybe there not being money where he would like there to be money spent.
I agree. And I think it was a slight change of tone. I do like that, Adam Smith is on Zooms with Hollywood stars. I'm talking to Paul Gorst, but I know who's getting the better deal. I would say Gorsty for life for me. And yeah, Paul was there, so I wanted to get him on because Paul was sort of in the room, if you like, and there when he sort of spoke. And so, you know, there is nuance around language and things like that sometimes, you know, don't reflect it to sort of paper. But Paul sort of reiterated, and I spoke to him on Talking Transfers yesterday for our video subscribers and still feels that, you know, it was a slight change of tone. And then it's also worth pointing out he doubled down on a Sky Germany thing that he did after the game and sort of said, yeah, but, you know, you need to speak to the other lads.
Did he?
Yeah, which is sort of quite an interesting thing. So I, on that show, made parallels with, you know, how his comments changed around the end of the January transfer window and sort of, you know, stick by that a little bit as well, that he's never the kind of manager who's going to come out and really have a go. Because I don't think he's that sort of character. B, I think he respects unity and also respects, you know, the ownership and what they've done and you know, the situation that we've all got to collectively. But I think there is, you know, you can see that within him, a little bit of a frustration. Is that the right word? I don't know. But certainly a desire to do a little bit more and to get someone else in, and why not? And